Can we chat a little bit about hairy cell leukemia as if, let's say, you're reviewing it for a fellow or a doc who's just come into practice, in terms of kind of what we know about the disease and what's new?
Sure. So, I mean, it's a very rare disease. So it's something that you've got to really think about in the first place. It usually presents with relative pancytopenia, and the patients have usually got splenomegaly. I guess the most often symptom I'd see patients complaining about would be tiredness. And of course, the differential when you see these sorts of patients can be fairly wide. Clearly, the blood film itself can be very diagnostic, but everyone's seen those pictures and remembers those pictures from your medical school textbooks. But of course, it's not often quite so straightforward there. But the immunophenotypic pattern is very, very characteristic. So once you kind of think about it and your differential, it's not a hard diagnosis to make. The issue, of course, is also the age distribution is such that I think I've pretty much seen patients at every age group, from teenagers all the way to very elderly individuals, often presenting in exactly the same way. And of course, the other big feature about hairy cell leukemia is how well it can respond to therapy. So you're going into it with the expectation that you're going to see a very good response and often very durable. But of course, as with many of these other diseases, that also can lead to some of your own problems, in that your patients are then expect to do very well. And then when they do relapse, they're quite disappointed because they've been led to expect it's not something that's going to happen. I guess then we're still talking about, for the vast majority of patients, they'll respond very quickly to second-line therapies. There are brand new things coming along that look really quite good and quite exciting. The issue with any new drug that comes along for a disease like hairy cell leukemia that is rare and is even rarer in terms of relapse is how long it can take to accrue sufficient numbers of patients. And of course, if the regulatory authorities start wanting kind of randomized trials, they're just never going to happen in this kind of disease. So the kind of the regulatory pathway to getting a new drug in itself can be quite difficult. And the expertise that any one individual would have in some of the new therapies for hairy cell leukemia is pretty rare, because every individual only usually sees a handful of these patients, even in the big cancer centers. Obviously, there are a couple of places that really have a kind of major interest in recruiting those sorts of patients. Usually, those are the sorts of places that go ahead and develop the new drugs like the immunoconjugates that came out of, you know, from NCI and from Scripps in the past. There's been big interest in these kinds of diseases. But as always, it's about thinking, how can you use your experience of managing other B-cell malignancies to help those patients through once you've kind of thought about and made the diagnosis?